I woke up this morning, yawning, sleep in my eyes, same shit another day. Don't ask me why I jumped out of bed with this notion. Showered up, brushed my teeth, then grabbed some lotion. Thinking, where are my brothers gonna be drinking that Michelob dry? Why? Cause it's like that. Hotties with bodies in the kitchen cooking. They're all fine, so there's gonna be some second looking. Call my homeboys cooking. He already knew that the kickin's gonna start at Cup South at 2. I'm not passing up this opportunity. Left the crib at 2, got the Cup South at 3. Just as I expected, my whole crew was sitting around smoking Newport Kings and drinking brews. And so many freaks, which one will I choose? I know who, but you'll find out in verse 2 that this was a no typical day. I saw this fly chick walking this way towards me, and I feel like, what can I say? It's all good, chillin' with the drunks and the ballers in my neighborhood. The flavor's good, so there won't be no static. Niggas getting drunk, they pullin' automatics. Hors d'oeuvres getting served, that's the herb. Keeps the whole party perved and stuck. I'm refilling my cup with the last of the allergy. Now my bottle's empty, bored, totally destroyed. But just simply annoying to the point I can't take this, escape this. That's what my intellect suggested. Told everyone I was about to leave. I started heading for the door, felt the tug on my sleeve. I looked back, damn, this chick is fine. That was the first phrase that came to my mind. She asked, was I about to go? I said, no, I'll be back, I'm just going to the liquor store. I bailed out with no further words. She trailed right behind. I'm trying to figure out what's on this chick's mind. She said she wanted to go get a 40, but first, what's your name? I said, Joe, for Bacardi. And you can just ride with me, but don't bring no tapes, I only got a CD.
Damn, who could this be?
I know, but you'll find out in verse 3.
This wasn't no typical day. I saw this fly chick walking this way towards me, and I feel like, what can I say? Offer her my number or a sip of the allergy. This wasn't no typical day. I saw this fly chick walking this way towards me, and I feel like, what can I say? To make her wanna throw on a negligee
at the liquor store. Finally we made it, got the allergy in 40. Now it's time to get faded. Walking out the doorway, I heard a little voice say,
look on the side of you, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sure enough, she was staring at me, glancing at me hard, shining like a diamond, no cuts or scars. Jumped in the car, put the key in the ignition. Clock steady ticking, I know she's down for tricking, cause she keeps on staring at me. She wants to be down, apparently. Instantly, she opened up a grill and said,
don't go back, I got a spot we can chill at. Up on the hill, turn around the Seville, make a quick U. Go straight for a mile or two. When you get through, the lights make a left. Third house on the right with the carpet on the steps.
Put up in the driveway, relax with pep. Grab my CD case, plus the one in the deck. So, it's all good, I suppose. I know, but you'll find out in verse 4 that
this ain't no typical day. Chick that was walking this way towards me, and now I'm like, what can I say? Cause damn, she looks good in that negligee. I say, this ain't no typical day. I'm with this fly chick that was walking my way towards me, and now I'm like, what can I say? Cause damn, she looks good in that negligee.
Listen up, this is it, the showdown, the drama. Major going off, can't be nobody but this chick Yolanda. Trying to figure where I'm at, I'm with this chick with a gap. You know I can't tell her that, so I didn't call her back. Instead I continue with what I was meant to get into. This tender on the side of me, the one in the second verse that jumped in the ride with me. She's so fine, plus I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. She must feel the same way. Went into a room and came back in the negligee. Must be time to play. Things are going my way. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Hourglass figure curves, she got them. Took my hand, went straight to the waterbed. Always let them lead, that's what my homie said. Started kissing on her neck, she's rubbing on my chest. Damn, what can be next?
bitch looked on the dresser. Whoops, here's the drama. Pictures of my father with her and her mama.
Yeah, she's your stepsister. Get in.
I know.